Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be looking at Judges chapter 6, verses 1 to 27. But before we read this passage, I do want to clarify something that may have been confusing over the past 2 days. Yesterday we read about Deborah and Barak's song, how they recounted God's victory for Israel against the Canaanites. And one of the ways he did this was through a woman named Jael. Now, in the past 2 devotionals, I said something that may have been very confusing for some of you. On Tuesday, I shed Jael's actions in a negative light, as one of violence and injustice. But I actually realized, after talking with some other folks and just kind of reading through the passage a little bit more carefully, that her actions were actually honoring to the Lord. Jael was brave and courageous and faithful to God's command to destroy the Canaanites. And that's why Deborah even says in Judges chapter 4 that the glory will belong to another woman, and that woman is Jael. And in Judges chapter 4, they praise the Lord, saying, "Most blessed of women be Jael." And so I just wanted to clear that up for any of you who are confused by how I was kind of conveying Jael in kind of in a negative light on Tuesday and then kind of in a positive light on Wednesday. And so I just want to make it very clear. Jael is most blessed, full of courage, bravery, and faithfulness. So with that, let's go straight into our passage for today. Once again, this is Judges chapter 6, verses 1 to 27. The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian overpowered Israel, and because of Midian, the people of Israel made for themselves the dens that are in the mountains, and the caves, and the strongholds. For whenever the Israelites planted crops, the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. They would encamp against them and devour the produce of the land as far as Gaza, and leave no sustenance in Israel and no sheep or ox or donkey. For they would come up with their livestock and their tents. They would come like locusts in number. Both they and their camels could not be counted, so that they laid waste the land as they came in. And Israel was brought very low because of Midian. And the people of Israel cried out for the help to the Lord. When the people of Israel cried out to the Lord on account of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to the people of Israel, and he said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I led you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery. And I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all who oppressed you, and drove them out before you and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice." Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." And the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?" And he said to him, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." And he said to him, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, then show me a sign that it is you who speak with me. Please do not depart from here until I come to you and bring out my present and set it before you." And he said, "I will stay till you return." So Gideon went into his house and prepared a young goat and unleavened cakes from an ephah flour. The meat he put in a basket and the broth he put in a pot, and brought them to him under the terebinth and presented them. And the angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened cakes and put them on this rock, and pour the broth over them." And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord reached out the tip of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes, and fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened cakes, and the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. Then Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord, and Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace be to you. Do not fear, you shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day, it still stands at Ophrah, which belongs to the Abiezrite. That night, the Lord said to him, "Take your father's bull and the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of the stronghold here, with stones laid in due order. Then take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah that you shall cut down." So Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had told him. And because he was too afraid of his family and the men of the town to do it by day, he did it by night. All right, so in our passage today, we read about the Midianites and Gideon. And what's interesting about the Midianites is that they were almost wiped out during the time of Moses. But by the time of Gideon, they had grown to become a very powerful nation. Now, God was no longer protecting Israel because of their idolatry and disobedience. They had come to worship other gods of different nations. And so the Midianites had their window for revenge. They seized that opportunity and they came to Israel as soon as the harvest time began, and they would remain there until the harvest had ended. They took away all their produce and all their livestock. Israel couldn't live off of what was left. They were completely robbed. And so they hid in mountains, they hid in caves and in strongholds. After 7 years of oppression, the Israelites confessed their sin and sought God's intervention. And once again, God answered by giving them another deliverer. And that's where God chooses and calls Gideon to deliver Israel. It says in verse 11 that during the wheat harvest, Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And as Gideon was threshing wheat, the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And what I found so encouraging in this passage is that before the Lord even commissions Gideon to go and fight the Midianites to deliver Israel from the hands of Midian, the angel of the Lord tells him in verse 12, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." I love that before Gideon is even called to do anything, the angel of the Lord reminds him that the Lord is with him. And it's in the presence of God that should give courage and boldness to do what he calls us to do. We then see in verse 14 that the Lord commissions Gideon, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian." Now, even though Gideon was a mighty man of war in Israel, he had some insecurities. He wasn't sure if God really wanted him to deliver Israel from the hand of Midian, because we see in verse 15 that he was the youngest of a poor family from the weakest tribe of Manasseh. Wouldn't God want to use someone older? Wouldn't God want to use someone from a bigger and stronger tribe of Israel? Yet we've seen time and time again, throughout the different judges so far at least, that God has chosen the most unexpected people to deliver Israel. Othniel, the first judge, was a Kenizzite, which was originally a non-Israelite tribe. Ehud was a left-handed man from a right-handed tribe. Shamgar was a foreigner, a complete stranger from Israel. Deborah was a female prophetess. And now Gideon is the youngest from the weakest tribe in Manasseh. And God once again reassures Gideon in verse 16, saying, "But I will be with you. No matter what insecurities you may hold on to, even if you are the youngest of your family, even if you are from the weakest tribe of in Manasseh, I have chosen you and I will be with you." Now, what follows after this, we see Gideon asking God for a sign to confirm that the Lord had indeed chosen him and is indeed the one who speaks with him. And long story short, we see that the Lord honors that request, and Gideon is finally convinced that the Lord had chosen him and that the Lord is with him. And then we'll dive deeper into Gideon's mission next Monday, his mission to destroy the altar of Baal at his father's house and to cut down another idol next to it named Asherah. And that story continues on in the rest of chapter 6. But today, I want us to bask in this truth, this encouraging word, that just as the Lord was with Gideon, the Lord is also with you today. Yes, we deserve to remain separated from God, living in bondage to sin and death. But because of Christ, we find comfort in knowing that the Lord is with us always. And because he is with us, we have courage to do what God has commanded us. Even in the daunting circumstances, even as we face the Midianites of our day, we can face the battle with the power of God, for he is with us. And so with that, let me pray for us as we continue to bask in this truth that the Lord has chosen us and is with us today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. And God, I thank you, Lord, that you have chosen Gideon. You have chosen an unlikely man to fulfill your plans and your purposes. God, thank you, Lord, that you are with him. And God, we read this today, and Lord, in light of Christ, we find comfort in knowing, Lord, that you have chosen us, and Lord, that you are with us. God, we don't deserve it. We are such unlikely people to be chosen, to be used by you, to be with you. But God, you have chosen us and you are with us. So whatever this day holds for us, Lord, whatever battles we're facing, God, I ask, Lord, that we would not grow blind to your presence. Remind my brothers and sisters and myself, Lord, that you are with us today. So Lord, we want to find comfort in that, and also, Lord, have courage to do what you command us to do. We pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Thanks everyone for joining us for our morning devotional, our daily devotional. And come out again tomorrow as we take a break from Judges and look at one of the Psalms together. Have a great Thursday.